My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 7th, 2016. Marilyn, would you state your full name, please?
Marilyn Ann Looper Hildreth.
Your date of birth?
September 17th, 1947.
And your present age?
I can't tell you all that.
We have ways to find out. You're the second lady who's done that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
68.
One was in her upper 80s, and she wouldn't tell.
Oh, no. You don't ask the lady their age. It's un-American.
I thought in the action of preserving history, we could do that.
Yes, sir.
We're here in the Oklahoma History Center, and tell us where we're actually sitting in the History Center.
We're sitting in the Clara Looper exhibit showing what happened here in Oklahoma City that changed the course of American history.
And this setting here with some memorabilia from your mother's house?
Yes.
I don't know if that couch actually came from the house or not.
No.
But there is memorabilia here.
Very similar to the couch she had, however.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, of course, is your mother's picture right across the way. So we thought it'd be nice to sit here in this setting to tell the story. Where were you born?
Oklahoma City.
You have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a brother named Calvin Brady Looper and Shelley Marie Looper Wilson.
Your last name is now Hildreth. That came by marriage?
Yes.
And you married?
Ellis Hildreth. He's deceased.
Your father's name and where he grew up?
Bert Brady Looper. Grew up in Denison, Texas.
What was his personality like?
He was a lot of fun. He was very special. He loved to work, and he was an electrician by trade.
So his personality was probably very outgoing?
Yes, very, very outgoing.
You pick up some of that from him, maybe?
From both of them.
Yeah. And then your mother's name?
Clara Mae Shepherd Looper.
Where was she born?
In Fuskie County. Her parents were Ezell Shepherd and Isabel Shepherd.
We'll talk, of course, about her more in just a moment. Let's talk about you and your education and the first school you went to. Where was that?
D-U-N-J-E-N-E, Dungy Elementary School. That was a school that my mother taught at in Spencer, Oklahoma.
You went to elementary there, and then did you stay with Dungy throughout your education?
No. I went to Truman Elementary School. We lived at 1819 Northeast Park in Oklahoma City. That was right around the corner from a school by the name of Truman Elementary School. And that's where I continued in the third grade through the sixth. Then we went to Webster, which was about a mile and a half from my house.
Then on to which high school?
Douglas.
Douglas mm-hmm. High School.
That was the predominantly black high school at that time.
But as you were in school and people knew who you were because of the sit-in, did that have positives or negatives for you?
It had both.
You were about 8 years old when this all started. Are you saying that as you got into junior high and high school, they knew who you were?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And so
oh, yes.
That was a positive and a negative.
Yes. I can remember going in the classroom, and the teacher would say, "Here comes sit-in Squatty and lay-in Looper," and it was a big laugh. And I didn't understand what was so funny about it. But you had to understand the time. During that time, you did not have a lot of professionals speaking out against injustice, especially educators of those with a solid job. My mother was one of the few people at that time that decided to stand up. And a lot of people either loved her dearly. They didn't hate her, but they didn't understand her. They didn't understand what she was doing. We received a lot of bomb threats, even to the high school that I attended, to the point that the FBI came and got me out of school. And I said, oh, my goodness. They got me out of school, and they would take me out to Dungy.
What was Dungy? Take you to Dungy?
Where my mother was working.
Okay.
On the way out to Dungy, going down 36, where that four-way stop is. I don't know what happened, but we almost had a very serious accident. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And I said, now you came to get me out of high school to kill me. So, hey, take me back and let it bomb go off. And the reactions were different throughout the community. I better understand it now because then we had a job to do and we were committed to doing that job.
I would imagine your own children had the benefit of hearing you tell the story so that they knew from a very early age what you had done and their grandmother had done.
We always tell our story. My mom would tell us all the time, if you don't tell your story, who will? And I think that is why throughout the years and the people you interview during the sit-ins will continue to tell their story, no matter who they are or what experience they had. She would always teach us, one day somebody's going to write about me. One day somebody's going to talk about me. I guess it's going to be me, myself. She was a very, very special person.
Yeah. By the way, I just noticed when I drove in from Tulsa, I got on the Clara Luper Corridor.
Right.
And I'm sure there have been other streets that have been named after her, but that was pretty special for me
right.
to see that.
From 23rd and Broadway.
Up here.
All the way down, yes. Past the Capitol. All the way down to 35?
Yes.